Hey, a listener, this podcast contains some sensitive things that may or may not trigger you in a certain way. So listener discretion is advised.
To those who are new around here, welcome. To those who are not new around here, what is up? Home Skillet Biscuit.
Aha.
Hey.
We had
hello.
Hello. This is episode... No, wait. Let's not talk about episodes first. This is the Donola podcast.
Yep.
And this is a brand new Donola podcast.
Mm-hmm.
2024 came and went for the first quarter at least.
Yep.
So every quarter we have a new resolution because fuck resolutions in New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So every quarter we have a resolution and we are coming into the next quarter of the year. And our new resolution was to try and refresh Donola podcast.
Yep.
But at the same time, keep it the same.
Yep.
Right? Where we fly under the radar as much as possible. We try and fly under the radar as much. We try and touch the clouds.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Touch the clouds a little bit, right?
Just lick it.
Condensation. condensation. I like it.
We have a lot of people coming up to us and saying like, oh, you can be so big as sponsorships as it, but we don't want that.
Yeah, we want sponsorships from places that you never expect.
Yeah.
Like what?
Huh?
Like where?
Okay,
like what?
So before you came in, the both of us had this idea. I realized this may be something that we need to think about next time. we tried to, you know, those volcano massage places where they spray paint their numbers on their wall.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and get sponsorships from them.
Yeah, the unlikeliest places, basically, like
vape shops, obscure truck vape shops.
Yeah. Obscure places that that are just like dodgy as shit. We want those places to sponsor us. We don't want to be like, hey. This episode is sponsored by Kringle chips or some shit like that. You know, we want to be
chocolate chip untuk buka puasa.
We want to be sponsored by try out this new hand job place.
Yeah.
You know,
try out this new massage place where they give you not only just good massages but a damn good hand job.
Mm.
Right?
Volcano B2B.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Volcano B2B.
Yes.
get half off on your next hand job if you use the code Donola.
If you use Donola on your second visit, you can get a fire and ice blowjob.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Shit like that.
Imagine,
you know.
Imagine that.
Yeah. In retrospect, now that we have someone new.
Yep.
It may be something that we might need to restructure.
True.
Maybe
true.
We'll find a place where there's a Nuru massage where it's like a couples therapy thing now we gotta do. Right.
Ta-da! We wanna introduce our new host.
Yes. Hello.
And we have a new micer.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to set up 3 mics now.
Yep.
We are eating for 3.
Yep.
Oh.
But it's Ramadan, so we can eat for 2 because Haziq doesn't fast. No, I'm just kidding. we have Azrina. Azrina is on with us and going to be here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be hearing her more often because Donola Podcast is now not just the two of us, but it's also going to be with Azrina as well. She's no longer just a guest.
She is part of Donola Podcast.
She is part of the Donola Podcast. Yes. So this was something that I think Haziq and I, we were discussing about early in the year. We were like, we always not
too long la.
Yeah, too long.
Donola Podcast was a sausage fest.
Yeah. We
got to bring in some oysters.
We had enough sword fights.
And buns.
We had enough sword fights. We kind of wanted something else.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted something different for a change. So we decided, like, when we had our first episode with you, Azrina, it got cut off.
Yeah.
We did a second episode with you, which was this episode, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So episode
69.
This is episode 69. Yeah. Because episode 70 is out.
Yeah.
And now it's episode 69. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck?
You'll figure it out, lah.
Yeah, you'll think about it, lah. You'll do the math.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah, Spotify will tell you that this is episode 69, but then you have to reverse order, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had really good we had a really good time with you.
Mm.
And we realized like there's a lot of things that kind of make us click, and there's a fresh perspective that we have on board now, right? In the 2 episodes that you came on. We decided that it was a really good idea to have you on as part of our permanent hosting group.
Yep.
Right. And so we took a week to tell Azrina this. We told Azrina this and we're like, you're part of Donola Podcast now. We let her on red for like a week. And then we finally made the group with Azrina in. Because you have to understand that we've always had just the two of us. We never had a group, right? It's just like, hey man, pod this week, like sure, right?
Yeah.
Right. And as 2023 continued and 2024 continued, right? We were like, hey man, you free this week? Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just a two people conversation.
Yeah. Correct. And we thought we needed someone else. We needed to add something different. Mm-hmm. So we made a group, and for the very first time in 3 years that we've been doing it, we finally have a group.
Yay.
Right. This is episode 69, as I've said it before, but we're going to do it as a normal programming. This is basically a debut for Azrina as our new host. She'll be back for 71, 72, 73 when we decide to make more Hot Minutes.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, it's been a Hot Minute. Right. And we'll be gone like 2 months. I don't know what's going to happen, right? In which I think after this episode, I'm gone for 3 weeks. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I am. I'll be going to Sabah and I'll be going to Sarawak for the next 2 weekends for work, and I'll be back, and then after that we'll be Raya. I don't know what you guys have planned for
if
Raya.
If it's not on a Saturday, then fuck it lah, we'll still record lah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I don't mind.
Yeah. Also now I feel like I am now at a very huge disadvantage, so I am back to the Malaysian trope of Chinese being normal executives, because now I have two Malays in this group.
Oh no!
So now I'm always going to be the slave, right?
Always a minority.
You're going to be up in the stakeholders, I'm just there like, hey, boss, do you want me to get something for you, boss? boss, can I, boss? So that's probably what's going to happen. Okay. Anyways, because this is episode 69, and also this is a debut episode for Azrina, what we usually do in our normal programming is asking how all of us feel. We have a mood check, right?
Yeah.
How was your week, Azrina?
My week has been busy, but previous week I had a good time.
Ooh.
Because I went to the Eras Tour in Singapore.
Oh. Did you see Travis Kelce?
I did not.
Damn.
But he was there. I didn't see him.
Okay.
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, how was it?
It was great.
It was it. She was there for an entire week, right?
She was there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Two weekends.
The first week was like 2, 3, and 4th March. Uh-huh. And then she took a break for like 2 days. And then she continued on the 7, 8, 9.
How the fuck Singapore?
Did Singapore just manage that?
I tell you. That's
they
a political
paid a
thing.
Lot.
Yeah,
oh,
really? A lot of money.
A lot of money.
Totally worth it, lah. Because like it just drew in.
No, fuck Singapore for doing that. Fucking taking away Southeast Asian businesses.
They generate $1.4 billion.
Bro, that's crazy, Singapore. Hey, Singapore. Just listen. You guys are making dollar to dollar with Japan and fucking USA. Mm-hmm. You are not money already. Give it to the other Southeast Asians who are doing times four times five.
Sure,
you
bring
know?
In Taylor Swift and then have like a fatwa against her by all these past.
No. Exactly. But that's what makes it fun. Right? You want the build up of like Deus Ex Machina and shit like that happening in the country.
Apa nama, who's then it basically like settles the score.
Yeah.
Settles the score between who's bigger, Islam or Swifties?
I'm pretty sure it's Swifties.
Yeah,
there was a thing about Coldplay where they support LGBT
too.
So they were like, oh, cannot.
But they are also allies of Palestine.
Yeah.
Yes,
then how?
Correct.
Conflict or not? Muslim conflict or not?
Chris Martin is like the epitome of like a hippie.
Yeah. Free love, peace.
Yes.
I was married to someone who made goop and vagina vagina scented candles.
Very expensive candles.
Yeah, very expensive vagina scented candles.
Yeah.
How much was your Swifties era tour concert tickets?
Yeah.
Did you go alone or with friends?
I went with my friends. I bought 2 tickets.
Okay.
For 2 days.
I have a question.
For two days. Oh my god!
You went twice?
Yeah.
Girl.
What? Okay, logically, it's actually free. So, because one... this is girl math now.
So, your bathwater, did you?
Yeah. So, I have one day. It's just like for me to record stuff. Like some... I don't know, like for my phone. And another day, it's just me living the moment.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's okay.
So I guess it's like, there's a fixed list and also the performance like almost the same. So I know that, okay, I want to enjoy the moment and also I want to film some stuff.
Yeah, but you've got that one black guy that says Singaporean things like, don't know lah, don't know what... yeah, that guy, right? But he does it differently every single day, right?
They don't say chibai lah, you know?
They should, yeah.
And then, yeah, yeah, it's for 6 days. So
that's all Malay,
days.
By the way, guys. It's so Malaysian.
He has to, so he has to, like, come up with a new catchphrase every day, lah.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's not that hard.
Well, I think for Westerners, it's definitely hard when it comes to pronounce, like, Chinese words, yeah. Slangs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
correct, correct.
For me, I got the best one because it's alamak.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know?
Oh.
It's like, because
I understand this. Malay, yeah, Malay.
Exactly.
Malay, Malay.
The effort. And then suddenly the Singaporeans were like, oh, give him PR. Because he's a Singaporean now.
Yeah, yeah, but Malay is from Malaysia, by the way.
So then, Malay is Malaysia. You... You went there for 2 days, so mm. you basically stayed in Singapore lah,
yeah,
for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's Singaporean, so we have family there. So I save a lot of money on you know hotels.
That's nice. Yeah, that's yeah. nice. That's nice. Okay lah. I mean. I guess then her don't, point so of saying it's free, it's
technically
free.
Yeah. I just attended for the concert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally worth it,
yeah, okay.
It was worth it. It was worth it. I mean,
nosebleed seats or like straight up can smell Taylor Swift's sweat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish I can smell her sweat, but I was still on the floor. I have two different seats. Uh-huh. So okay. One is like on the floor and one is just like the seat, right? You know, you can see the stage.
Yeah. Oh, so, did you, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I can see Taylor Swift there. But also, I can see the whole stage the next day.
That's nice.
Did
that's
you
nice.
See that interview with the kid that got the hat? What was it?
Oh,
the
I did
hat,
not
la?
See.
Okay, so then they interviewed the kid that got the hat from Taylor Swift, right? And then mm-hmm. she was like, how
the
was your experience like? And she was like, oh, I felt a bit wet because she was so sweaty. And
oh,
I'm
shit,
like,
bruh.
So much.
You open up the interview with that, la. Just say, oh, it was amazing.
I bet
Taylor Swift's my idol.
I bet he went home and went...
Just sniff her around.
Oh, Taylor.
You know,
it's a girl, it's a girl.
Me and my friends were like, oh, it's so unfair. This like this child got paid to see, you know, I mean, somebody else, the parents paid for his
yeah.
ticket.
Yeah.
We work hard to pay for the tickets.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I've
yeah,
been
yeah,
there,
yeah.
We're like, oh, cry for like her music and everything. Just save up money. And this kid was like, Mom, I want to watch Taylor Swift. Okay.
And doesn't even know the words.
Doesn't even know the words and got the hat.
Got when the hat. When she's singing, what?
Which song?
I'm trying to remember the song. Na, na, na,
na, na, na, na. Oh, nice to meet you, Blank Space.
Blank Space.
Oh my God, Azrina. A true no. Swiftie. No. Henry was mumbling the tune, though. Henry was mumbling the tune, and she instantly got it. A true Swiftie, lah.
I'll do something to introduce Azrina after this to the listeners of Donola Podcast. Which I know I will not be flagged for copyright. But I'll do it just to prove a point. But like. What I'm saying is that the kid was probably there.
Exactly. I'm like, oh.
Feeling 22.
How was the set list? Like like great or like
it was great.
Could have had other songs put in.
I wish there are certain songs like for example from Red Album that's Red.
Yeah.
But. Like a lot of songs actually like I think there's a flow to it.
Right.
So there's a storyline. This song comes right after this song, it's just like, oh, this song like when she had a heartbroken and then after that it's like
how many times did she have a heartbroken?
Many times, I
then
think.
She recovered. Okay.
Then she recovered yeah. And then those like, oh yeah, it's
there was
it's
a journey
makes
in the set
yeah.
list la.
Yeah,
oh.
definitely.
So which exes did she shit on this time? Ed
I mean,
Sheeran,
it's
Harry Styles, John Mayer.
Ed Sheeran is his her best friend. So I think it's always Jake Gyllenhaal, I think.
I'm like, what
or John Mayer.
Bubble
see?
Boy was dating Taylor Swift. What
exactly.
the hell, man?
Did you see Taylor Lautner's status when her new song dropped?
No.
Yeah,
she was
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's
praying for John Mayer.
Yeah, praying for John Mayer. Because he was the good act, so he yeah. was like, I treat her right. I got an apology song instead,
yeah.
you know?
Who, Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, yeah. Taylor Lautner.
I didn't know
Back
had...
to December
Back
is
December
her
is,
apologizing
yeah.
to Taylor Lautner.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, this is why I always remember Tay-Tay. Because one is so nice in the mouth, right?
Okay.
Tay-Tay. Right? Tay-Tay. Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay. Yeah,
right? And E! News was like, everybody was like, oh, Tay-Tay, Tay-Tay, the whole time,
yeah.
right?
But did you know Taylor Lautner's wife is also Taylor?
Yeah.
What and she changed her last name to Lautner, so there's two Taylor Lautners.
Yeah. And basically, like, she
Stop
was a groupie.
Stop catching up, bitch. Taylor was the first one.
Taylor Lautner's wife was a groupie.
Yeah, and she's a Swiftie.
Yeah, and then she's a Swiftie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, banging the dude that banged your... Yeah.
Taylor Swift,
oh,
right?
my
yeah.
God,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
okay, because she's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so you get, like, you know...
Golden dick.
Golden dick.
the billionaire's dick. I
mean, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called the golden
double
dick.
Dipping. Oh. You double dipping into Taylor's.
It's like eating churros.
Like I get the dick that like fuck yeah, Taylor. Exactly. So in a way, I get Taylor Swift. You know,
technically, she gets to fuck Taylor Swift too.
Yeah,
and like you know,
I guess.
It's nice.
I guess that's
it's
fair.
Nice.
When she found out Taylor Lautner was dicking Taylor Swift, whoa, she went to town on that dick, man, and that's why she has a ring.
When yes. when I first met
yes.
when I first met Taylor, I didn't know that she was dating Taylor Swift. He dated Taylor Swift,
mm-hmm.
but when I found out, I creamed my pants so hard for him, and that was when I knew I wanted to marry him.
Nice. Yes.
I just wanted to taste her pussy on my dick.
That's episode 69, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, I promise we're not gonna go any more
okay,
than that.
Enough
right?
about me. What about you guys? How's your week?
Wow, this week was the week of was it this week or last week? I think it was last week. It was my Murphy's Law week.
Murphy's Law?
Yeah, anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So what went wrong for you?
Okay, so
that's by the way, the event management mantra, yeah.
Yeah. Handball was on Thursday, right?
It was on Thursday,
yeah.
Yes.
On Wednesday, my whole building punya electricity tak ada.
Oh.
So I live on the 39th floor.
Ooh, hey, my number. This is why we're friends.
I live on the 39th floor and all the elevators were down.
Holy shit.
So I had a meeting. So I had to walk down 39 flights of stairs.
Oh my god. This is why
39 including 7 levels of parking.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
So it's more than 39
yeah,
floors.
So it's 40 plus la.
Shit.
40 plus floors. By the time
46
I got
floors.
Huh?
46 floors.
46 floors.
I'm not Chinese, I'm autistic.
So by the time I got down, and mind you, I drive a manual.
Yeah, you do.
When I wanted to start my engine and start driving, right? My left leg that was supposed to balance the clutch, it was shaking.
Okay.
It was shivering.
But your legs don't work like they used to before.
That's a song that clubs play at 3 o'clock when you're supposed to leave. And they blast the spotlight.
So that was Wednesday. Thursday, I got when I was heading out to handball.
Yeah.
I got stuck in an elevator for like what was it? Half an hour, 1 hour, something like that.
But you weren't really late though.
It was. I was like at 9.
That was last week.
Yeah. I came at 9.
Oh yeah, you did.
So
yeah,
this
yeah,
all
yeah,
happened
yeah.
last week.
Right. Not this week.
Yeah,
you had a better week this week, right?
It was a straightforward week.
Except for an hour ago. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Let's talk about your elevator, your mishap.
So it was I got stuck in there for like I think 1 hour. And then, obviously, have you ever been stuck in an elevator before?
I've never.
Okay,
no.
So when you get stuck, everything shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ventilation shuts down.
Okay.
Lights shut down.
But there must be emergency lights, right?
There is dim. Is there but mine tied the emergency lights.
Well, that's
so
great.
It was pitch black.
Oh shit.
Pitch black and no ventilation, mind you.
Which,
and I'm in a cramped space.
Which brand of elevator was this? Hyundai?
I can't remember.
Like, I can write a review, you know.
I can't remember.
One star got me stuck in the elevator.
But I know like the developer like gives zero fucks about their projects, their products. All they think about is profit and aesthetics.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As you can see, if I name the developer, which I will, Arte Corp, fuck you. Right. If you look at Arte Corp's products, like Arte Moncara, all that,
it's basically
aesthetic.
Yeah, but that place sucks.
Functionality, it's zero.
Yeah.
There's no value.
I've heard a lot of shit about Arte Moncara. Yeah, I've heard a lot of shit about it. Yeah.
Like any Arte Corp development product is like aesthetically beautiful. Beautiful. The features, the facilities are memang well thought of. But that was because like they want to be artistic, but functionality zero.
Right.
And that was what happened with my apartment.
That's not fun.
I got
fun.
Stuck in an elevator for 1 hour. So you imagine I'm in a closed space.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. There's no air movement.
Okay.
I was sweating my balls off, bro.
The fact that you actually got through it within like got through that in an hour, and also the you didn't feel claustrophobic or
trivia.
You didn't feel like shit.
Not my first time stuck in an elevator. By the way, yeah.
Okay, but this was your worst one.
This wasn't my worst.
Oh,
my
shit.
Worst was what's that hotel in Subang Jaya next to SGMC?
Grand Dorset?
Grand Dorset.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
My worst was at Grand Dorset.
Oh shit.
That was
But Grand Dorset isn't that high though.
Yeah.
I think it's like fuck. 4.
That was the worst.
Yeah okay.
Also because I think it was haunted. This one wasn't. I see like, or maybe because I was younger, I was scared lah.
Okay.
Yeah, but now I'm older, I'm like, I switched on my phone, I looked around, like if got ghosts, can teman me.
Yeah. Talk to your voices in your head for a bit.
But I know for a fact, and it's proven that my apartment is haunted. Because I've had two incidences.
This current apartment.
Because I have two incidences. But
that's
when
great.
I was stuck in the elevator, I was just like, I was scanning everything. So a few of my friends were like, so did you see anything? It's like, no. Because I was sweating my balls. I was dying in there.
That's a little bit disappointing. That's a little bit underwhelming. Like,
zero air movement in the elevator. I was alone.
Okay.
Zero air movement. And you can understand how humid it was.
It was. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Imagine if it's like cramped with people. Like there are like 4 or 5 people in the elevator.
Oh my God. That's the worst.
And it's like you have to stay in there with them.
We have to repopulate the earth.
Talk.
Exactly.
And
panicking.
And repopulate the earth. Yes.
Yeah, I have to repopulate the earth.
Quick, take off your clothes. There's two of us.
Oh, but how did you get out?
Maintenance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they found out like half an hour later.
They found out.
Yeah, they found out half an hour later when people
were
complaining. Yeah. So even the intercom wasn't working.
Okay, I was about to ask about intercom.
Yeah,
like,
intercom
you were like, is there anybody like stuck?
Yeah. That's the worst feeling ever.
So they found out half an hour later, and then they tried to get it operational for another half an hour.
Okay.
So in total, I was stuck in there for 1 hour.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Which was worse? Walking down the stairs or being stuck in the elevator for an hour?
Was stuck in the elevator for an hour.
Okay. What was the conversation that you had with the voices in your head?
I'm like, this is a shitty week, man. Semalam kena turun tangga. Hari ni stuck elevator. Apa lagi kau nak? What more universe do you have to throw at me?
Do you like it? Does
cancer.
It ever cross your mind that the elevator will just like drop?
If it's a quick death, then I accept it lah.
I guess, right? Would you rather die slowly or would you just rather get
off,
where like there's that theory where like if the elevator before it slams on the ground, mm-hmm. you just jump, right? And then you'll be stuck in like the empty void.
Yep.
Right? And then you'll be unharmed. I will just put my head to the ground. Make it quick.
Down, gravity down.
Like you're basically like flying because everything is just like down.
That would be a swift death.
I don't know.
Speaking of swift.
Swift. When life comes at you swiftly.
Okay. So that was your week.
Yeah.
That was last week.
Yeah.
That was last week.
Do you have more?
Nothing.
Okay, because that was Murphy's Law. Yeah.
Fucking stuck at the Jalan Istana traffic for an hour plus.
Because of
quenching high school's co-curriculum activities on a Saturday.
I apologize for my race for creating vernacular schools.
So here's the thing, though. So
that's
like,
why my father never sent me to one.
If you interview me like 10-20 minutes before, like, oh, I'd have a lot to say about this. But it's just like, you know when the kids are being like have finished school, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Parents like they double triple park on the highway though.
Yep.
So this is a 3-lane road that is used every single day.
Correct.
And
hello.
People are just double parking, triple parking, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are drivers and they're parking their fucking Alphards
at the
side.
And it bottlenecks the entire road.
Yeah.
And you know how many roads like intersect to that road? There were like 3.
Yeah, a lot.
Right.
Like holy shit, bro.
You've got Kampung Bahru coming out. You've got fucking people from Pudu coming out. You
people
got Cheras people, Ampang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oakland Road, they're also coming also.
Fuck my
life. Taman Desa is coming as well. So like
what if ever like I have a newfound hatred for like quenching high school students
oh,
la.
No.
I am going to actively go on Facebook, look for alumni people from quenching over the ages of 18, just like tell them you got haters out here, man. Yeah. I'm punch you in the face.
So the two vernacular schools that I know for a fact are hated by the community in Klang Valley, especially in KL and Selangor, are Kwan Ching High School.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the sole result of traffic, not because of anything else, okay?
Yeah.
So don't at me. Kwan Ching High School, and also Catholic High in PJ.
Oh.
Because Catholic High is at Jalan Gasing.
Oh.
As you're coming out of Jalan Gasing, you're going towards Section 17, that road, right, with Satellite Chicken on your left, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. There is actually a very small road that takes you to Catholic High.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a small road, and there's so many children,
mm-hmm.
that place gets fucking bottlenecked too, because there are some people who just can't be fucked to fucking park inside,
mm-hmm.
or to even go through the traffic out, in and out of the school. They decide, like, you know what, my child can walk. It's only like 100 meters.
Hmm.
So they park at the fucking bus stop. Right? And then that causes like a fucking domino effect, mm-hmm. of like, mm-hmm. everybody fucking parking there, like, yeah, my child can walk too. They're Chinese. Yeah. They're self-resourceful. They're resourceful.
Jesus.
They should be.
Yeah.
Right? They're the future CEOs of my fucking whatever, right? So
my furniture business.
Yeah, my furniture business, yeah. After I burned my first one down. and then these are the two hated schools. Like, yeah. I dislike them solely, not because of their education, but it's just
the traffic.
Yeah, it's just because they cause so much problems to the community at exactly. large. But they don't realize.
Why do you have Yusuf Tayub in your car?
To give to Malay people.
Shit.
I got one.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. But because you don't fast, you don't get one.
Yeah.
That's something else. Yeah.
But I feel that Yusuf Tayub is overrated.
Oh, it's cheap, so
yeah,
I got it because it was cheap.
It's also pretty nice.
Did you legit
either this or Farm Fresh, bro?
Did you legit buy this yourself?
Yeah.
To give out to Malay people?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have colleagues who are Malay.
Oh, I
have friends who are Malay.
I think there's a new, it was a not trend, but a new thing on social media.
Kurma with butter.
Oh yeah,
for sahur.
Yes.
Have you all tried it?
No.
Try lah. You have a shit ton of kurma here. Yeah?
No, I want to get the normal one. This one got honey already one. So like,
right.
It doesn't, maybe it will spoil the taste. So I want to get like those normal.
How much was this box?
Pack baru.
$130.
$130.
Well, like, outside we're selling like $140, $150.
Yeah.
So you bought it, mm-hmm. and then you're going to give it away to Malay people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To my friends, not just any random Malay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll, if I'm nice to a Grab driver, I'm like, nah, kau ambil lah satu. Mungkin kau nak makan dengan mentega ke apa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bukan margarin, abang. Jangan makan dengan margarin, abang.
Mentega.
Ha? Mentega, abang. Margarin tu jangan letak.
Yeah. Yeah. But have you guys tried it, though?
No, I have not. I've actually never consumed a date.
I love butter, but it has to be like salted butter. Me? So it's just like the umami of salty.
The Ministry of Health came out with a statement.
Don't do it.
Oh, really?
No, the thing
it's unhealthy,
right,
for you.
That the reason why they said it was also because there was one idiot who decided take a whole fucking block of butter and just put the fucking kurma in the corner.
Oh.
Have you seen it? It was like out of like a jest. It was out of jest. It was like, am I doing it right? Then he puts a fucking date at the corner.
And then eat the whole block of butter. Of course, like, it's not good.
This morning, I saw a guy review 4 different ways you could make a fucking date with butter. And I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on with this country? We've got bigger things to worry about, but the only thing we should worry about right now, this Ramadan, is not about the crisis in Palestine, in Gaza. Mm. No, it's not. It's what we can pair kurma with butter with. Is it almonds? Is it nuts?
Hey, almonds. Mm-hmm. Almonds have been paired with kurma, and they're pretty badass.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but have you paired almond kurma with fucking butter?
No
right? Well, mm-hmm. get checked, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, going back to this, so you bought this and you're just giving it out to Malay people.
You've been asking it for like 5 times already.
Because I don't understand it. Because like. Personally, I mean, from your perspective, like, for me personally, like, I don't understand, like, I would never, like, go out of my way to buy, like, kurma.
I think it's pretty common, actually, people give kurma during Bapuasa.
Is it just to be nice?
It is, actually. Like, I never had the intention to, like, oh, here's a box of kurmas.
Okay.
You owe me now. I don't do that. No,
I do not understand this concept of being nice to others.
It's my version of It's my version of philanthropy because I won't donate to any other people.
It's like giving Mandarin oranges in Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
it's
and
like,
I don't give like, Mandarin oranges like to Chinese people.
Is it like me where like I don't pay zakat, but I will pay I will blanja a poor person food,
yes,
equivalent to the zakat amount, yeah, because I don't trust the zakat council and the distribution of funds.
Would I pay? Would I pay money to UN? No, I'll give dates to a Malay person. See, that makes sense, right?
That makes sense, yes. Yes,
philanthropy, guys.
Will I give housing to Rohingya? Of course not. But I'll give them a firm handshake.
Yes. Capitalism.
Okay, now that you put it that way, I will give a firmer handshake to the Rohingyans. It's like, you should have been whacked by the Buddhist people, man. Like, I'm Buddhist too. Trigger warning. Dark. 29 minutes.
Hey, how was your week?
My week?
Yeah.
It was really quiet. Oh, I actually... Okay, so there was... It wasn't really eventful until Thursday. I had a very busy week at work, which was what I wanted, which I enjoyed very much, because it meant that when I get to work at like 7, I get to go home at 6 feeling productive and not feeling like shit. Right?
Okay.
You know, you guys ever have those days where you're like, you're at work, not you, but like... I never will get to work a day in my life. But when you work, right?
And then
you have a day where you're just like on point, you're working.
Oh yeah.
And then it just feels great after you end the day. You're like,
exactly. All the paperwork are done. I'm like, wait, I don't have anything to do after
like,
this.
Yeah, it's like I did whatever that was equivalent to my payroll for the day.
Exactly.
Right? And I'm like, I deserve it. That was great, right? And then you also have those days where you're like, you can't be bothered to do shit.
Of course.
And then after that, you don't do shit. And when you finish work, you're like, fuck, I should have done something.
Yeah.
Right? I could have settled this in an email, not a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That kind of feeling, right?
Yeah.
So, I had a mix of that week. And then I had to go to Penang. Okay? And this was an interesting story because I've never done this in my life before. Right? Now, obviously, domestic travel is like, everywhere, domestic travel, blah, 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 right? So, it was a very last minute thing. And I had to go and MC an event while helping out my company, because apparently I'm the only guy who can speak Malay when there are other Malay staffs there, but I could MC in Malay.
Okay.
Right? So, I went to Penang. We were hosting something for the education board there, right? And then after that, the plan was we would fly to Penang in the afternoon and fly back on the last flight of the day.
Damn.
The same day?
The same day.
Oh, damn.
The same day. I've never done it before, and I was fucking excited to do it. Right? I never thought that my whole 31 years of life, I've always wanted to live this moment.
It's like Amazing Race.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Oh, my God. It's like that one point when they came to Malaysia, it's like, did you know where Ampang Park is?
Yeah.
Like,
you know Amazing Race is scripted.
I know.
Reality shows is scripted.
Reality shows are scripted.
Of course.
Yeah.
For entertainment.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Don't tell Aisha that Survivor is scripted. She hates it.
Yeah.
But I always tell her that it's scripted. Okay. But anyways, so...
you have Amazing Race moment.
So I had an Amazing Race moment. We went to the airport in KLIA2. Okay, so this is what happened. Okay. So we had two separate flights, right? We had Air Asia and we had KLIA. Had MAS.
MAS.
Which was Firefly. Right? I didn't know that Firefly was under MAS, but now I do.
Now you know.
Is there any low cost carrier?
Under MAS.
Under MAS.
Yeah, under MAS. Yeah.
Is Batik Air also under MAS?
Huh? Batik Air?
No, that's Malindo. I think they're on their own. Yeah.
Okay, baru.
Yeah.
Malindo rebranded what? To Batik Air.
If I'm not wrong, Malindo
actually rebranded into Batik Air.
Sorry, I haven't been flying so much.
I found out about Batik Air when we flew to Bangkok.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
I heard that's very problematic right now.
Delayed for 7 hours. Not for me, but for other teams.
Very bad.
7 hours.
Batik Air, yeah. Very bad, very bad.
Okay.
Anyways. So first flight, Air Asia, KLIA2, right? The flight back was going to be at Subang Airport, which was great because then it's only a 15-minute drive back to work where I parked my car, right? Okay, so that day came and we were rushing everywhere and we got to the airport at 11 and we haven't checked in for our flight for the night yet.
Oh.
And we looked at the timeline. The event was from 6:30 to 9:30. Our flight was at 10:10. Right? So we only had a very small window to get to the airport. And the distance from the airport to the venue is half an hour. Which means that by the time we reach the airport, we only have 10 minutes to check in.
Yeah.
When is it back?
And yeah, exactly. There's no time.
Yeah.
Right? There's no
unless
time.
It's delayed.
Yeah. But it wasn't delayed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The first time in history.
Yeah. For the very first time in 4 years, AirAsia didn't delay their flight to Penang.
Yeah.
Which was amazing, right? We went there, and on the flight there, we were told that it was going to be an hour flight.
Mm.
We got there 38 minutes early.
Because the pilot took a shortcut. Right?
Because the pilot probably put NOS on the fucking the Dom Toretto that shit or something like that. I don't know what the fuck happened. I literally closed my eyes as it was ascending, and suddenly when I opened my eyes, I thought it was an hour because I felt the plane descending.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at the time, it was 3:15. My flight was 2:45. I was like, what in the fuck? It's half an hour early.
Yeah.
And the pilot was like, landed, and it's like, oh yeah, we are 32 minutes ahead of schedule. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? What the fuck did you do?
The pilot was on crack.
Yeah, like, was what less the drag. Fuck? Like, oh, highway clear hari ni. Boleh tekan 200.
Awal-awal cuti ni.
Sekolah budak sekolah belum start lagi. Yeah, traffic highway clear.
See,
it's a good day today. So it's like 30 minutes early.
How do you cut 30 minutes
exactly.
from
Don't you have a duration?
That is an aviation mystery for me, right? Like, I don't know how the fuck we reached there early. Like,
is the flight not following the routes or
probably,
something?
Probably they used a different route which was way shorter to the island. I don't know.
Way shorter? you're in the sky.
Maybe, right? You know how the air traffic control can see the route and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Usually place the curve to a certain place. Yeah, they show like, oh, the curve.
Just straight.
Probably like that, right? So,
it's clear.
I want to get there earlier. I'm going to take left at this cloud.
Yeah. Usually they don't.
Wow.
Tell the co-pilot, usually they don't use this role. Don't tell people. I let you know now, bro. Shortcut. Next time you use. But
maybe no air pirates could.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, that's very true.
There's no Chinese person trying to hijack the plane. I guess it's fine. Happy 10 year anniversary, MH17.
We got sea pirates, why can't we have air pirates?
Correct. Somali pirates also. Look at me, I'm the pilot now.
That fucking airplane made out of like scrap metal. Just fly. Their flight is just using sheer willpower.
Pedal faster, Utumbe. Pedal faster. You are too slow. We will never be able to catch up to the plane.
How do you make it fly? Imagination.
If we believe hard enough in the God we believe in.
Oh no, that reminds me of like the fast reader then.
Which one?
Again, no.
I read fast. There's also a fast math too. Like, what is 1 plus 1 is 2? And then suddenly the one of the panel was like, okay, what is this plus this plus this? And then he's like, it's about to take calculator. Well, it's not in the script.
I love that whole set, the whole stupid audition, comedy audition thing, solely because the guy gets so angry.
Yeah.
Like, Anna!
Yeah, it's like,
are you reading or not? You're like, oh my god, calm down, bro. He's doing his best.
That's a pretty good accent there. That's a good one. I'm not going to even try to attempt.
When we make fun of the accents that we make fun of, like, the accents that we do so well to mm-hmm. make fun of the people, right? It's usually I realize the dark skinned crowd.
Hey man, don't call us out like that. It's okay, don't know our podcast. We're doing it because it's for fun.
Jamaicans, yes. Indians,
this is why
Nigerians.
We make the crowds and not fly across it.
But can we do Irish?
Oh, I can't.
Because they're not dark skinned.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're white. Scottish? Yeah. No. British? No. They're white.
Sounds...
Basically, we can't do accents of colonizers.
Yeah. the being colonized one? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Canadians, though.
Canadians.
Hazi could do a very good Canadian accent.
Really?
Yeah. What's that all about?
The only Canadian...
Oh, sorry.
Canadian I know is like Robin Scherbatsky.
Yeah.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. I fucking love that. I'm gonna give you summer tea. Summer here, summer there.
I love it when she was Robin Sparkles. Yeah. When Robin Scherbatsky was Robin Sparkles was one of the best. That season was iconic to me.
Like, what's going on? Like the Robin, like, let's go to the mall today.
Yeah. So anyways, we do that, right? And then okay, so that's the start, right? We had a great start, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're half an hour early, right? Whatever the fuck this guy was on, right? Probably he was being chased by sea pirates. And then the plane, the air pirates.
Air pirates.
Like, we did a good job today. We made a flight reach ahead of schedule. Yeah. Good job, Mutumbe. Hey, very good, very good. Next one we take. We will take the next one. This plane is too fast.
Like 30 minutes, I cannot believe it, man. It's like 10 minutes, 15 is fine.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But 30?
30 minutes. It's like 32 minutes ahead of schedule. We were in disbelief. Like, my colleagues and I were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man. Okay, so we reached there. And we meet up with our organizing team, who was in Penang already. And we found out that the venue only opens half an hour from the scheduled time we were supposed to meet there.
Okay.
And we were like, fuck, we'll be late. But then, whatever it was, we managed to get our way in. During this whole period of time, we didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because we were told one thing, the event space was told another thing.
Hmm.
So it was a whole misunderstanding at the start, and we decided to just continue with our plan while the waitress was like, you wait for my boss lah, you do your stuff first. Okay, so we set up everything and the boss comes in. Now imagine this guy who seems like he has never had a good day in his life.
Damn.
Oh.
Right, his face is always like furrowed brows, like he's lost his no hair, he's just angry over life.
You ever do that where you meet someone who has like a really shit-eating expression on their face and you just like, man, let me help you out.
Yeah.
So oh, they no,
just,
no.
just pull their lips up. See? Happy.
No.
Happy.
You feel better
Try
now?
La.
I'm gonna get smacked.
No,
or
it actually,
you're gonna
it,
get punched, man.
It actually makes them, it actually like makes them feel better.
Does I it? Don't think so.
Yeah. No, try it. I did it like two or three times already.
Oh, so, just you.
So yeah, you just go up to an angry
to, like,
person.
Random,
like, hey man, you having a bad day?
Random people.
Smile
just
at it.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, here. See, it's a smile. See, you are happy now.
Okay, so then he comes in. Right, he comes in, and you know how usually when you see a person in your vicinity or like you know that something going on, you've been briefed. You come in and you go like, something's off.
Yep.
But you don't approach it very aggressively. You go like, something is not right. I'm gonna come to the organizer and go like, hey, this is not what we agreed on, right? The first thing he comes in, he looks with his the face of like he's never had a good day in his life. Walks in, he looks at the setup that we had. And by new, we've already set up 90% of the whole place already. Okay? He looks and he goes, where's the manager of your event? Where's your organizer?
He asked you lah.
He asked me, right? And I was like, he's in the car. And he's like, call him here.
Just like that. He's the... What's this guy?
He's the boss. He's the boss.
He's the boss of that place.
Yeah. The venue.
So, you guys are renting it out from him.
Correct.
So, you guys are the clients, lah.
Correct.
Then why the fuck is it being giving you attitude?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, he came in, it's like... Apparently, it was not the layout that he was promised. But I don't know what the fuck the agreement was, right? And I was just merely the messenger, right? He was literally shooting the messengers, constantly shooting at me, right? I don't know what gun he was using, but he was a lot of bullets, right? And he was like, hey man, I didn't agree to this. You better call your manager here right now or we're gonna have some problems. And I was like, hey man, what the fuck? So I was panicking, like what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? So I run over to my boss and I said, hey man, come out here now. Come out here now, right? And he comes out and he's like, what seems to be a problem? And he goes like, I never agreed to this. And we were like, what did we agree on? Did I not speak to you the last time? And he's like, no. That this is a conversation that's happening between the boss and my boss, huh? And then like they're talking about it. And then after that, he turns to another person, talks to the person, and he comes back. And then just basically the whole 15 minutes, he was just pissed off, right? And we were in limbo because we don't know whether we should dismantle whatever the fuck we were doing or just continue as per.
Yeah.
Right? And we just stood there, confused and scared because this guy looked like he was about to stab someone. I'm not kidding. That guy was probably a gangster in his past life before he decided to go clean.
Well,
right?
Maybe he's still a gangster.
He's like straight edge right now, right? He's like, I'm straight edge now, right? Okay. Don't fuck with me, right? That kind of guy, right?
I've seen some shit.
Don't fuck with me, bro. That kind of guy, right? You should never do drugs. That kind of person. Mm-hmm. And then like, he's like really aggressive for like 20 minutes. And then he asked one question that changed his mood for the whole night.
Ooh.
Yeah, what was it?
Are the VIP tak?
Huh? Like, in Malaya?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It was a Chinese cuisine restaurant. I will tell you guys off the record later what the restaurant name was, but I will never recommend it to anybody else.
But then again, like, why would anyone want to go to a Chinese Muslim restaurant, right?
Why not? Like, apparently it's like a trend for Malay people to
go to Chinese. Yeah, you just want to eat something Chinese but halal.
Yeah, it's like, oh my like, god.
You want to eat what they eat?
Yeah, correct.
But you want to make sure it's halal.
They cut animals the right way. I like it.
Okay, no so pork. If... That's another thing I don't get lah. But never mind, that's just me.
that's another issue. That's another issue.
That's another page of Haziq's gripes in another episode. Anyways, so he asked that one question. He said, "Ada VIP tak?" And my boss was like, "Yeah, Pengarah Pendidikan Penang." Oh, he walks over, he sits down, like Godfather style lah. I kid you not, he was on the table sitting down. He was like this Godfather style. Yeah, Godfather style. Right, deep in thought.
Okay.
legit. He's like brows furrowed, never seen a good day in his life. I'm not repeating this because I wanted emphasis on this, right? So he's just thinking about it for 5 minutes. He's just like that. Yeah. Right? It's like a mob boss deliberating what to do with his lackey who fucked up.
Okay. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right. I don't know whether it's to my boss's credit, but he looked like so fucking timid at that point of time. But I respect him for like being patient about it, right?
Yeah.
So then, after 5 minutes of deliberation, he goes to my boss. He's like, "Bro, you datang sini?
What the fuck?
Yeah. This is a client, ah. This is a client. He's talking to a client, ah. Talking to a client. Datang sini, bro. You mau jadi private event, ah? You mau buat private event tak?
Eh.
He asked my boss, "You want to make it into a private event or not?" And it's like, obviously my boss is like, "Well, if it makes it easier for you, sure, why not?" Right? Okay, 1,000 ringgit extra.
Way.
Fuck my life.
And I'm like, okay, fine. That's a decent price to pay.
You know this whole incident that your boss had to go through with this jackass? You know, like, lesser incidences have become viral on TikTok and like Twitter and shit like that. You all need to get this viral, bro.
Yeah, so like, I honestly like...
But why?
What?
For he asked for like $1,000.
Obviously, I mean, I guess it's because it's last minute, and also like just to make things smoother, he's like, "Okay, fine, fuck it, I'll make it a private event, I'll close off." Because the thing is, he said that, you know, I still have walking customers to deal with, and you wanna like fucking do all this stuff. Obviously my customers are gonna think that it's gonna be closed and I can't get customers in.
This is an education event, right? Yeah.
Yes. It was a Buka Puasa event for the board of directors in Penang for Education Board. And also, just so that we could promote something that was going on.
Okay.
Right? That was going to happen in Penang next week. So that's what happened. We finally got it sorted out after paying 1,000. I mean, like, to be honest with you, 1,000 is nothing. But like, but at the same time, the ordeal that we went through because of that in the half an hour, where we could have like really smoothly sorted everything out.
Yeah.
Right. It was delayed by half. Like we had to delay our preparations for half an hour because this guy was being a dick about it. That's what happened lah. And then after that, we went through the event. People were starting to run in to come in already, and we can't be fucked to like worry about that guy. But the whole time, even though this guy was paid, right? Yeah, his mood changed, but he was still an asshole, right? And like, I'll ask certain questions to him, and he'd be like, just not even want to talk to me, like, just looking at his phone, just like, "Oh, you can find it over here." And I'm like, "Oh, you're a fucking dick, man." Like, that's why I said that he doesn't look like he's ever had a good day in his life, right? And
try lah, the whole...
Yeah, I should have done that, man. I know where it is though. I can bring you guys there. Just so that you can try it.
Yeah.
But I cannot guarantee the consequences will be good for you, lah. But
I'll be there to watch it. I get away with stupid shit like this. But like, I get away with stupid shit like this. Maybe it's because like the I have this like whole like
what?
Like
in a
lovable shit.
No, Gen Z word like Riz.
No, he doesn't have a Riz.
It's like,
I mean, Haziq
like,
has a Riz, but yeah.
Like, I'm they look at me, they're like, "Oh, this guy is mentally unstable."
I shouldn't deal with it.
Yeah, just it's like when you know when you meet like people and then they have like an autistic kid.
I was about to say
or a Down syndrome
kid,
right?
"Hi, buddy."
And then like, you just put up with anything that they do.
Yeah.
Right?
Four plus four is eight. Yes, four plus four. was eight.
And I guess that's how people treat me. It's like, oh shit, Hazik's autistic. Like, just layan je, layan je, layan je. See, it's a smart. Yes, Hazik, it's a smart. Very good. Like, they could be having the shittiest day, and once I just roll up, right, they're just like, oh shit, it's an autistic kid. I have to like layan je biasa.
So 100% success rate.
So far. And then they realize so that I'm not autistic. Or like not that high on the spectrum, and then shit goes down lah.
He's okay. Like, oh, he's only mildly autistic. Yeah. We can he's punch
only,
him.
He's only autistic kissed.
Yeah. Oh.
More like acoustic.
He's like, yeah. He can only play the guitar.
Yeah, with the sort of fingering style.
He can only cover songs but can't make them.
Mm. Oh yeah. There are people like that.
Punk rock's not dead, but I can only play on an acoustic guitar.
So yeah. So
acoustic.
I think you can get away with it if you're Mila.
Especially with these new glasses, I probably look like a guy that you would want to punch. So I'm gonna avoid that. But I will bring you there. Just so I can experience it and see what happens.
I want to see it.
Right, just to see whether, like, you know, Donola Podcast should have a day trip where we fly in the afternoon and come back on the last night.
Yeah.
The last
flight back. Donola Podcast should have a trip and then we record somewhere.
Oh, for sure. Okay, anyways, that ends without a hitch. We got to the airport on time.
Okay.
Very fortunately, because the event finished right after the Pengarah fucked off.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do, right?
When wait,
you
go was to the Pengarah late?
No, he wasn't. He was on time.
Okay. The VIP was on time.
He was on time. Because the exco of the youth and sports was there as well. So like everybody was like... The guy was like... So the exco for Penang, right? Like... Okay, la, he probably won't listen to it, la, but like, fuck it, la, you know? Like, he's a little bit of a really prudy bitch, man. Like, I don't like him. I really don't like him.
Pengarah?
No, YB. The Exco.
He's a prude.
Yeah, he's a prude. He's like, oh, it's already 6:30, we should start. Then we were like, but Pengarah's not here, and half of the guests that we are bringing is not here. No, but we should start. The media is already here.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, so you want to do it for the media? Why don't you just sit the fuck down, bro?
Mm.
And like, hey, man, you're only an Exco. You're not... No, shut up. Like, that kind of thing, right?
I won't call you YB. You're not YB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Yeah, I'll call you that. I will not reveal his name, but like, yeah. But yeah, that was how I felt. Like, that whole experience in that 3 hours was a blur.
Mm-hmm.
We finished on time because Pengarah fucked off. So we finished like half an hour ahead of schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you...
So we just got the fuck out of the venue
the
and to the airport, right? And then we went home. And that was the first time I've ever done a trip. And that was a very eventful one day of the week where I was like,
And it's Air Asia?
It's Air Asia and MAS.
MAS, okay.
Hmm. Oh, we managed to check in for MAS.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's a little tip for everybody who's traveling at KLIA2. Make sure you find out...
What you say to all the women you see?
Just a tip.
Here's a little tip.
It doesn't count.
She's still a virgin. Virgins come to you to experience sex, but not like break
not
the hymen.
Entirely, so it doesn't
count. Touch the hymen. We'll not break it. We'll touch it.
Yeah.
What's the little tip?
Okay. What's the little tip? Okay. For those who are traveling domestically, especially when you're doing two different carriers, make sure you book. Make sure you check in correctly, especially when you know that you don't have a chance to check in online. Okay. Mm. For those people who want to check in to MAS, you can only do it in KLA 1, Terminal 1. You can never do it in Terminal 2 because Tony Fernandez is an asshole. Tony Fernandez is an asshole, so you will never be able to check into your flight there. So that was my mistake for being stupid and for thinking that Tony Fernandez was nice. Oh. Like, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault, okay? It's never Tony's fault. Never Tony's fault because he drives a Tesla.
Fat fuck.
Yeah, thank you. So
well,
that was that pent up anger towards that guy that came out, you know. Fat fuck. He was in anger. There was no terminal to check in for MAS.
Mm.
And the only alternative was to take a train over to KLA1.
To check in
to check
and
in
then
physically
go back
and go back to KLA2 and wait for your flight.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is new information.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah. So make sure that if you're getting separate tickets, you need to make sure that the places that you want to go to has places for you to check in, or you have enough time at the destination's airport to check in later.
Yeah.
So like, we were told that you should think about going to Penang and then going there to check in. And then we found out that, you know, MAS is under Firefly, but they don't take Firefly check-ins with their app. You have to go to Firefly's website. Malaysian Aviation, guys. Like, it's so stupid. So basically, MAS has a website where you can check in online, right? But the thing is, because my flight is under Firefly, which is under MAS, okay, you would assume that the most logical thing to do was to check in through MAS.
Yes.
Right? You can't. You have to check in through Firefly.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like they put a very small fine print at the side there that says, if you are booking Firefly, go to www.firefly.com to check in your fucking flight. And I'm like, well, where the fuck was this? Why didn't you fucking made it louder? Where the fuck was this the whole time?
Is this a berry?
It's a berry. It's my dad's. My dad likes to feel French for a while sometimes, you know? Drives the car. Oh my God.
But like what you said, like, it's on the website but not the app.
It's on the app as well. Okay. But like, it's a very fine print. Okay. Yeah, you can't see it. Until you are in a panic. Then you're like, oh, there it is. Oh.
Do they not want us to check in?
they probably don't. Yeah, because like, I've been trying it for like 2 nights, right? And then AirAsia once without a hitch, two days before I've checked in, settled, ticket all got, right? Fucking MAS, we were like, you guys cannot book or how. Then we said, go airport. We go early to airport. Then we stumble upon the terminal 2, terminal 1 issue.
Right. Fuck me. And then, this was MAS, Firefly MAS. Fuck me.
And then I reached the app, and then we at the boarding at AirAsia's one, right? We were at the boarding gate. And then we were checking. I was like checking to see whether I could like one last ditch effort to just try and see if we can fucking check in or not. Hey, right?
Tapi you took a 5-5 flight
back.
Oh, before checking. So they began to because kereta ada Subang.
Yeah, correct. So we went to KL. That's why we went to KLIA2 because of AirAsia.
Interesting.
Cause Tony hates Subang, right? So he doesn't want to fly in Subang. Fly to Subang, please. Yeah.
Fat fuck.
It's a lot easier from Subang. Actually, it's closer.
It is.
Cheaper.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't care how cheap the fucking airport looks.
Yeah.
But you can fly somewhere.
There was that one time Tony Fernandez, like, can't he is doing all those stupid ass TikTok videos and everything, right?
Yeah.
So there's one video where he goes and looks for his customer satisfaction punya manager tau. Then as soon as he found the guy, I'm looking at the video, I'm like, this is the most useless fucker ever in AirAsia. You do nothing. Customer satisfaction, my ass.
I am not satisfied.
Yes.
Satisfy me now.
Exactly.
I don't know what I don't know what you do. I don't know how you do it.
I know what he looks like now. Oh. See, we got hitters out here.
I'm not sure if you came across with Tony Fernandez LinkedIn. There's one time he posts a video of getting massaged during a meeting.
That stupid ass shit.
Every time, now when people mention Tony Fernandez, that's the image that pops in my head.
Oh.
And he was like shirtless.
Yeah, exactly.
And some like his that's staff, not a, right, was like massaging him. It wasn't even
he hired a professional.
He has
money, man. Come on.
But like during the meeting, no common sense. I was like, I could not.
Like I get that you're doing an online meeting, but at the same time, like, how casual can you be?
Yeah.
You fucking corporate,
people
bro.
With
like,
money.
He probably records himself like getting blown.
He probably does.
Yeah.
He probably does. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Good luck with your Apple passwords, bro.
That's why I like looking at people with fuck you money. You know what the term fuck you money is, right? It's like when you have so much money, you just use it to say fuck you. That's fuck you money, right? So whenever you have so much fuck you money, you buy the weirdest shit. Right. And this only happens to rich people because they have every power to say fuck you to somebody with their money. Right?
Everyone has a fuck you amount.
Yes.
What's your fuck you amount?
My fuck you amount?
Your fuck you money. The amount of money you have to just say fuck you.
Yeah. I buy anything I want.
Yeah.
I don't think I have one.
You don't have one?
I don't think I... Wait, I mean...
If you were to put a number for it. Yeah, you would put a number on it.
It has to be realistic. It can't be like, 200 trillion or whatever.
Yeah.
It has to be realistic where, like, if someone somewhere just, like, comes up to you and says, hey, I heard you on the Don't Know podcast. You have your fuck you amount. Here's your fuck you amount. Right. It has to be something that, like, is realistic. Mine is 17 mil.
Oh,
that's a lot.
That's a very realistic number.
That's realistic, but it's still like it's not unrealistic, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like 200 trillion bajillion gazillion.
Okay,
mine's 20 million.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine's not that much. Probably like a million or two.
This is for you to quit your job.
Yeah.
Not have to work ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can use that money to roll.
Yeah.
You can move out of your parents' place. Mm. Yes. You can just
live comfortably.
Disappear off the radar.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be reliant on anything or anyone.
At any point of time, when something just happens at that spot, you just go, yeah, take my card.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 million, 17 million years?
I would say a billion.
Okay.
That makes sense. Why? Because
I was born on 28th.
So fuck you money is basically like an amount that you have identified after, like, what do you really want to do with your life?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, what business do you want to start up, and what's the startup capital for that business? And then how much money do you put in EPF or KWSP or something like that? And that's the... So when someone asks you why 28 million, right?
Mm.
So they assume that you already have a plan for that money.
Right.
Where you'll start your own music academy or something like that.
Yeah.
And that music academy starting a startup capital costs X amount.
Yeah.
And for this amount, I will like buy a house where I can like sustain it for like 10, 20 years without any additional income and shit like that.
Okay. I do not study that. I just want to travel. Don't want a place. Just stay whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly that.
How much money do you need to have Taylor Swift like give you a private concert?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If Singapore can make her stay in Singapore for 6 days for 13 million extra.
13 million.
13 million. I would probably give her
15.
Private concert, but you just
500 million.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Oh, that is fuck you money.
Bro.
That is fuck you money.
500 million gets Taylor Swift to stay in her house.
Ooh, yeah.
And be besties for life.
Yeah, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And she can tolerate you whenever you tell her, like, I only need to listen to one beat of your song and I know what the fuck it is.
Every morning is just Taylor Swift at the kitchen table just like mumbling something and then just, as you know, just guessing which song it is.
Exactly. Oh my God, I know what chord you're going to use. Oh my, and then suddenly we're co-producers.
Yeah, every morning. Every morning at the kitchen table. Okay, morning. Morning, Azrina. Mm-hmm. Okay, start now.
Start now, demand it, right?
Ah! What's that?
Black space. Okay, so, right, to introduce Azrina into this, obviously we have the facts you didn't know, right? Facts you don't want to know also.
Mm.
We have that, and also we have news, and also we have questions. I'm not sure whether we have time for all of that, but we'll try.
We do. Okay?
Do we have any questions?
I need to check, but I don't think we do for this week. Anyways, Azrina, you have a fact for us, but I want to share that fact to everybody else.
Okay.
Oh,
because this is something that Azrina probably doesn't want to share, but she has a superpower.
Okay.
In which I find fucking impressive.
Okay, for mumbling and shit.
Right. So I've got to turn off my car radio.
Okay.
And play it on my speaker so that my phone can my mic.
As
can,
you know, what's this?
Oh, love story.
My God. Okay. So
a half-ass mumbling. Okay.
So Azrina can listen to the first beat of any Taylor Swift song.
Can you?
And
identify the song.
Okay, right? Let's do this.
So guys, because you can't see it, I have my phone. I'm holding my phone. I'm going to go on Spotify, go out, look up any Taylor Swift song. I'm going to play it for one beat or 1 second at least. And she's going to tell me what song title is, okay? She's not looking at my phone.
Okay, not looking.
Obscured, okay? Ready? First song.
Oh. You need to calm down.
My God! My God! Wait. Oh my God. I can make so much money off of you, Gina. exploiting Azrina's superpower.
Let's go.
Oh, P.T. Barnum. You can be P.T. Barnum, Azrina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not that weirdo that you make money off. I don't have a beard, should I?
Come one, come all. Come listen to the Taylor Swift man.
This is me.
Ah, my little freak.
Never be enough.
Okay. So that's one, right? Oh, people will be like, this is one song. Come
just
on.
Just one song.
Okay, I'm going to play two more songs just to prove a fucking point to you guys that Azrina is amazing. Okay? All right. I'm going to let Haziq choose one later. Okay? Ready?
Yeah. Are you ready for it? Ready for it. It's a dot, dot, dot. Yes. Ready for it.
Holy shit. Wait. This is too easy. Wait. We have to go like, oh my God.
This is why I say we're not going to be flagged by anyone. Because it's just 1 minute. It's one second. Fair use, guys.
My God.
Yeah, I'm the Shazam of Taylor Swift.
Holy shit, she is.
Wait, do you know, like, obviously she listens to Red La.
She listens to everything. I believe she listens to everything.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, okay.
Okay,
just pick one.
Okay, so I don't think... Wow, this is very interesting. Okay, I've not heard this song.
No, don't go on the first one.
Okay, you have
to go deeper in.
Okay. I'm not going to give you a clue.
Okay.
But you have to give me the full song name.
Okay, is it is it featuring? No.
No, no featuring, just Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Full song.
Okay,
full title.
Mary's song, My.
Oh my God! Oh my God, Azrina!
That's a My, it's a Mary song.
I am going to make so much money off of you.
My little freak.
My little Spotify. Nick, what you say? Shazam, ah?
Shazam, yeah, I'm
there. She's only for Taylor Swift, though.
So not only
are you pitch perfect, you can identify Taylor Swift's songs in two seconds flat.
Oh, there's one on Instagram. They have this like, only like 13 level Taylor Swift can recognize this song. Just play one note. And I was like, that's I Know Places.
Okay.
Let's say.
So, what's it called? 13 level?
13 level like Swifty. I don't know. It just came across on my timeline. So,
what color friendship bracelet should you be getting at the 13th level?
No, it's just I don't know, man.
Do you
it's
listen to these albums like over and over and over?
Yeah, I mean it's not. I mean, each album like for
where's
example,
your phone? We open your Spotify.
I have Apple Music. I have playlist full of her
Apple
album.
Music.
Wow. Yeah.
She got YouTube for free, by the way.
No, because I buy like this package of like iCloud and Apple TV and then everything. So it's just one whole set for like, I don't know, at 19 something ringgit.
That's not
at
bad.
At that time, but they raised the price right to 29.
Yeah,
but
still not
your
bad.
Price has been locked, lah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because they don't, once the contract's been locked, even if there's an increase in price, they don't push it onto the...
I fucked up with Spotify because I was paying 14.90 ringgit, and then I forgot to... I forgot that I changed my card.
Mm-hmm.
And when I changed it, there was an issue with the payment, and now
okay,
I have to
guys,
pay 1 ringgit extra.
You have to understand that Azrina, like, she's a cellist, right?
Yeah.
She is a cellist. Is it cellist?
She's a cellist. So she's... You're traditionally trained, right?
Yes.
You're classically trained. So you're classically
trained. I'm autistically trained.
So you are classically
trained. I can speak deaf because I make fun of deaf people.
Oh.
So her playlist, her playlist is classical music and Taylor Swift.
It's Chopin and Taylor Swift.
Classical
Beethoven,
music,
Taylor Swift.
So it's either
this or
that.
Oh, and this guy.
Oh yeah, it's some
and
Chinese
Liang.
Stuff.
Oh shit.
And some Chinese stuff, and that's it. It's classical music. A little bit of a sprinkling of Chinese music and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a Chinese concert at one point, so I have to like memorize the chords. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like it's going to be a problem for her. It's perfect.
Do you not want to know like what is the event called? And is this by Chinese people, not
me?
Oh,
let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
What? Ching Chong Night.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What?
Yeah, and the date was supposed to be on... I remember this. It was on...
I'm not talking anymore.
It's on the 14th of January, but the date on the poster, it says 13A January.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
So it's
Ching Chong Night. 13A January.
What the fuck?
I was like, can I say this?
you can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say like, oh yeah, guys, you want to come to my like show tonight? Because it's called Chick Chong.
Hey, you want to come to my show? It's like a Chinese theme show. What's the name of the show?
Chick Chong.
What?
Chick Chong.
Say louder, say louder. I can't hear you.
Chick Chong.
Chick Chong.
What?
Chick Chong.
So we're like, oh, it likes Chee Chong fun.
No, man.
I feel uncomfortable here.
You get away with shit like that. You can't get away with Ching Chong Night, bro.
Yeah, you can't get away with Ching Chong Night, man. Yeah.
I was like, it's by Chinese people. So to be fair,
so were you? First question is, was this an acquaintance or a friend, or was it like an organizer that got you on? And second question is, who the fuck are they? I want to find them.
Oh, it's a friend, acquaintance. They were like, you want to perform? Let's go. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Okay,
and then
okay,
the poster came out. I was like, oh, okay. It's the name. And then they were like, yeah.
Are these like international Chinese kids, like international school Chinese kids? You know what I mean? Like Gardens International School kids.
Yeah.
Who are more liberal and less conservative.
Yeah. They're like crazy people.
Ah, there we go. They're okay, like, that explains.
They're
so normal
crazy.
Chinese people would never do that.
Yeah.
They will fuck a girl and get them pregnant and run away. But they'll never do Ching Chong Night.
Dude, I'll show you guys the poster later if
Jesus
I can find
Christ.
It. Okay, let's
Ching Chong Night.
Could you pass that to us in the group so that I can make it into a poster for this week?
Hurry, go right.
We sing song for prosperity. Oh, by the way, yesterday I was just going on TikTok,
yeah.
And I stumbled upon the whole song for Kami Along Along Bukit Beruntung.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I sent it to you too.
Yeah.
And I forgot how stupid it was, but I enjoyed the living shit out of it.
So last time Harith Iskandar, Harith and Afishauki had like a skit on TV. It's called Aha. So one of the famous songs, one of the songs that went viral, back then.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm. Was this song called Kami Along Along Bukit Beruntung.
Yeah, and basically it was.
And it's China and racist
as
fuck.
I'll be like,
But I have to say, for Malay people, their Chinese accents were fucking on point, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really, really good. And I was like, that's exactly how Along would speak.
When
a Malay person owes him money.
Right.
Lu hutang sama gua. That kind of thing.
Something like that.
I'm not paying attention, but I'm just like, oh, I know how it sounds.
This is the Donola podcast. Just make it. Fuck it.
It's going to be very bad.
I allow it except for Ching Chong Night. I allow everything else about being racist towards the Chinese race except for Ching Chong Night. I do not validate that.
Wow, you miss Honey Go Right Me.
Hello, what's saki saki
I love the South Park one where they did the difference between difference between Japanese and Chinese.
No, what was it? I don't think I've seen that video.
It was the one in court, right? Was it the one in court where they were fighting each other? I think it was the one in court. Yeah. No, sorry.
They made a music video.
Yeah,
they made a music video.
The one in court is the one where they were saying the word fag and how it was not supposed to be wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
What would you define the fag? Yeah, that was the whole court scene.
Do you watch South Park?
Yes. I think I've seen that episode.
Do you ride loud bikes?
No.
Then you're not fag. So that was that one.
Ni apa yang apa? There was a Mexican kid yang datang sekolah tu, and Kamu was just making fun of him.
Yeah.
Say it. Me ride to school in my teeny tiny bicicleta.
So that was my fun fact to share with everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, Azrina's amazing skills.
Jesus.
Specifically to Taylor Swift songs.
I'm fucking impressed, lah.
Impressive, right?
And I will. And if anyone at any point in my life, which I hope they do, lah, come up to me and say like, and ask me like, Hazik, random question, but who in your opinion is the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world? I'm like, shit, I've been waiting with this question for the longest time.
Sit down, child.
I knew someone would ask me this question, this totally random and mundane question. That'll be Azrina.
Ooh, I'm glad to have that title.
Oh, are you going to PT Barnum it?
I'm going to PT Barnum it.
Well, if you pay $10, I will show you the human Shazam.
You know what we should do? Luna Podcast, we just go to like Times Square, like sit in the middle of like, oh wait, depan ni.
We're thinking about it already.
What's that?
Is it Bukit Bintang?
Bukit Bintang.
Uh-huh. Bukit Bintang.
Uh-huh. Where people bus, right?
Yeah.
Just plant Azina
there and say
she can guess any, like for $10, Azina can guess any Taylor Swift song
by the
first note of the song.
Yeah, and I tell you now that you are going to lose that $10. Are you willing to part with the $10 or not?
Yeah.
The guy says yes. You sure?
Yeah.
Don't say I never warned you,
Just a mildly curious Malay guy stepping down from the monorail station.
he's
getting caught in our amazing advertising and marketing skills.
Yeah. And then like cynical about it. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah. And then he's like, scam. His male ego is like, I tak percaya lah benda ni ada macam ni.
Mana tak boleh.
Mana ada was to spend his 10 ringgit.
Perempuan dengan muzik.
Mana boleh harap?
Mana boleh?
Tuhan je ada ilmu macam ni.
Yeah.
Dia Tuhan ke?
A national view.
Taklah. Tuhan tahu. Tuhan tak akan buat masalah dengan Azina. Sebab dia tahu dia akan kalah.
Tuhan pun tahu tau.
God will never pick a fight with someone he knows he can't win against.
And we play the most simple song, right? And we like, abang, kau pilih bang. Yeah? Betul eh? Play already, and then she sells a song. It's like, tak percaya lah. Ni, RM10 lagi.
Lagi.
We go through Taylor Swift's entire discography and this guy's entire life saving.
And at one point, we just go stop.
Tak, saya tak mati. Saya dah juga. And then like, okay, RM10 lagi. Saya tak ada duit lagi. Tunggu. And he starts busking on the side of us, next to us, to collect money.
It turns out he's a busker.
So he's busking next to us.
And then
takes the money and then pays us for one more trick.
You know what would be the bigger fuck you? It would have been going to Avenue K, where the busking zone is, and going to a busker himself and go like, hey, This person can understand the first note of a Taylor Swift song. Play one.
Yeah.
And you will give, if we get it right, your entire payment for today.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like all exploited women, we take the money. Yeah. Women's suffrage for life.
Azrina, my girl. Where's my cut?
Ini baru PT Barnum.
Yeah.
Oh, but obviously we're not like that lah. We'll give you
we're there
for the entertainment. Yeah. You take the money.
Yeah.
This is. Oh, that would be amazing.
But maybe if she wants the greatest showman arc, maybe we should take the money.
Okay. Yeah, of course. You guys get 10%.
I'll get you a top hat. She's Hugh Jackman.
Okay,
I want to be the bearded lady.
You get me a top hat. I'll get you the whole trench coat. The red trench coat.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Far away,
they say.
Oh no, I want to be the elephant that they ride at the end of the movie.
Oh my god.
Which they just leave out in the snow.
Oh my god, the poor elephant.
Yeah. Dude, that movie, after I watched that movie, right?
All what happened to the elephant?
Was that what happened to the elephant? Because they brought it out while it was snowing, right?
Yeah.
And then they parked it in front of the theater and then they just went in. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
First of all, elephants don't thrive in the snow.
Yeah.
They're in savannas.
Oh my god.
And rainforests.
You know what happens to them?
And that is why I don't support Hugh Jackman anymore.
Why do you not support Hugh Jackman? Because he left the elephant out in the snow.
Yeah.
Elephants are not supposed to be in the snow.
At one point, my friends had to like calm me down because I was just so upset about it. Has he CGI? No, I know this movie. They wouldn't do you CGI. It's a real elephant. Maybe the snow CGI. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh no. Hugh Jackman. You're right.
No, I'm dying because I don't know why Haziq so fixated on the elephant.
Oh, that was something new.
They left it out in the snow.
It's something I've never thought about. Like, oh yeah, there's elephant. What an entrance.
Have you ever Googled what happened to the elephant after the show?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. No, like CGI. Like.
Okay.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but for the sake of it.
It was just... in a studio, so it's fine.
At least it's not Pink Flamingo. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Pink Flamingo, the movie. Controversial
no.
movie.
What, no. What is it about?
It's about just a random ass movie where like they beat this chicken. And then the chicken actually died. And then that person was like, oh, don't worry, we ate the chicken afterwards. You know?
Wait, that's the whole story?
Yeah, oh no, there's like molest... Oh, there's a lot huh? of...
Oh, wait. Hold on, Azrina. Wait. It went from, oh, we just ate the chicken to somebody got molested. Okay.
Yeah, that's more to it. That's more to it.
That's not a small jump, by the way.
I highly recommend you guys to watch Pink Flamingo. Pink Flamingo.
I would
consider it. So it's about a chicken?
Actually, they were molesting this chicken.
Bruh.
Yeah, until like a real chicken and it died. So
it fingered you. The people fingered the chicken to death?
No, they had sex with the chicken.
Ah, okay. That explains a lot of
things. Why? Yeah, it's a movie. It's a random ass movie. And it's my orange clockwork moment. So I was like, oh, let's look for another movie.
Stanley Kubrick kind of shit.
Yeah. It's like the 80s movie. It's so...
But that Clockwork Orange like messed me up a bit. That rape scene.
Yeah.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah, I was...
Which scene was this?
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, Clockwork Orange. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dia sama dengan apa, Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
When he sold his girlfriend for to the drug dealer for more drugs, that one was messed up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I watched it when I was like 8 or something.
Jeez,
also,
bro.
I found this, you know, VCR tape my parents had. My parents had very very interesting movie collection.
Yeah,
so it's like I watched it and I'm like, until now, Singing in the Rain doesn't really sits well.
Yeah.
Because after they commit like the rape, like Sing in the Rain, Sing in the Rain, I was like, I do not like that song anymore.
Okay, that's a good transition.
Okay.
We're going to finish off with our user listener suggestions and random topics.
Mm.
So for Azrina, our CTA from now onwards will be, if you want to send us your suggestions, you can DM us on Instagram, TikTok, as well as Facebook. You can send us anything at all, whatever suggestions that you want. It could be a stupid question like 1+1 and we'll answer you.
Yeah.
Right? Or it could be a suggestion like do a roar and we'll roar for you. Right? Do a roar. Yeah. I just recently watched Shrek again, as you can tell. So, there are questions or suggestions that come out that sounds something like this. Planning on buying a car this year, please give tips and advice. Now, if a normal human being were to listen to this question, they would be logical answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is the Don't Know That podcast. So
why use cars? Be a sky pirate.
Correct.
like the AirAsia pilot.
Yeah. You could revolutionize the aviation business in which you could send pilots or send planes half an hour ahead of schedule.
You notice how Nigerian pirates always, when they get caught and people like list down their names, they always have like white people names.
Yes, Boris Johnson.
Solomon.
Really?
Solomon.
I do not know.
No, finish it. I could hear a surname in your head.
Solomon lah. No, they don't give like, then they'll be like, oh, interview with the pirate. Mr. Solomon, what was your experience as a pirate?
I was great. I've never had such experience in my life. Everybody were telling me Somalians had it better.
Why,
huh?
Why do you do it, Mr. Solomon? Why you a pirate?
It's the why are you gay? I'm not gay.
Yeah. Why are you?
You are gay. You are gay. I'm not gay. I'm lesbian. No, you are gay.
So how to buy a car?
Do you know how to buy a car?
I do not know.
I thought usually it's just you go there, you take like coins, drop it in the counter. And go, like one car, please.
It depends.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be serious for a while before we get funny.
Okay.
Don't buy a car, like, just use budget transportation.
Yes, actually, yes. Especially when you're living in Kuala Lumpur.
Especially if your kid goes to high school.
Anthony Lok is working very hard. Okay.
Okay.
Anthony Lok is working very hard.
Do you know our running joke for Anthony Lok?
No, I do not know.
So you remember when Henry posted in our group chat, right? Mm-hmm. Our Don't Know Love group chat, right? Then we were just making fun of like Anthony Lok like liking trains, because all you see Anthony Lok do is just go to MRT, KTM, and train stations.
When they first came into office, when they first came into office, Anthony Lok was doing spot checks in every MRT.
He was there, like,
MRT station. He was wearing a cap and a jacket.
People recognize him.
Yeah, people. His face. Oh my god.
He's always there at train stations, right? And we just assume that it's not because he wants to do spot checks, it's just because he likes trains.
He really loves trains. He's there.
He just likes riding them.
Yeah, like he would forsake the family just so that he can ride trains. If you do not let him drive a train, he will probably throw a hissy fit.
Yeah. And he'll like let his family starve just to ride trains.
Yeah, guys. So going back to the point, Anthony Lok has been working very hard to make sure that public transportation works very well for you so that you don't have to buy a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't plan on buying a car while Madani
buy a train.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. Buy a train.
Buy a train.
Buy a train.
He looks probably selling.
Buy it off.
He will half it of you.
Yeah, buy it and drive it off the train tracks and use it as a car. And because you are such a philanthropist, make everyone sit with you. bring 10 of your friends and carpool in that train of yours. But yes, don't buy a car.
Don't buy a car.
Don't buy a car. Honestly speaking, getting a car right now is a necessity solely because the weather is too hot.
I survived without a car for 5 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you actually? So
Take Grab something?
I grabbed.
Okay.
I grabbed, friends picked me up, drove me places, stuff like that, taxis, cabs, whatever.
Okay.
For 5 years.
Yeah, but do you like being living under your friend's charity, Haziq? How dare you? I'm just kidding. I don't know. Like, you know.
They were kind enough to do it without complaining too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically, it's just like me guilt tripping them. La. Oh, you guys are going here. Oh, I don't have a car. La. It's too far. La. Grab's going to be expensive. Oh. La. I can't get a taxi.
And then they were like, it's okay. We'll
and
pick you
like,
up.
Yeah. Oh.
Like a silent guilt trip.
Yeah, silent guilt trip. Fine. We'll pick you up. Okay, thank you. I mean, like, I'm not forcing you to, but like,
since you offered.
Okay.
In Hartzik's case, it's like, bitch.
Stupid ass shit.
But I think secondhand car, bitches. It means okay. If
would
just...
you buy a secondhand car?
I would.
I would too.
You would?
I would too.
Yeah. If it's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, for me personally, I would only buy a secondhand car if it was something rare that I really wanted.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but a vintage?
Something like that. Yeah. But I wouldn't go and buy a secondhand Proton Myvi or some shit like that.
No. So no. It has to be a JDM.
same principle with you, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be something functional and works, just like a first-hand car.
Yeah, I just want to travel. I'm not looking for something like a very fine, I don't know, horsepower or whatever.
I don't know.
I just don't care. So it's just like,
at
least I can
travel.
But you
wouldn't drive a jalopnik, right? Like a greater potong and stuff like that.
No. I mean,
I
is
would.
It safe?
Those
no, it's not, but like,
these are...
Yeah.
You won't buy those.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I'm driving to my place of work.
You wouldn't drive to your prospecting... Yeah. Job, yeah.
I'm mining for gold.
Betulah. Like,
yeah.
Buy second hand lah.
Yeah, buy second hand. Yeah, planning to buy a car. Don't plan. Just buy it out of impulse. Why not?
Yeah.
Right, buy it out of impulse.
We know your parents.
Yeah, you wake up. You wake up. You feel
assets
like,
for what?
Yeah, wake up and then you go like, I want to take a loan today.
I'm gonna buy a car.
Assets for what? You know your parents. Do what you want to do.
Okay, so here's what you do, right? Because it's tips and advice, right?
Yes, alright.
Kill your parents, take their car.
Yes.
We don't have enough true crime documentaries on YouTube. We need more.
Most of the true crime documentaries from Malaysia are just unsolvable.
Yeah.
Because no one just gives a shit.
Except for one of Andy's one, lah.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Because like everyone knows that's a dark art kind of thing, right? Okay, here's my advice to you. Roll the dice, right?
And then?
Odd numbers,
you take car loan. Even numbers, you rob a bank, you get the money.
Bro, no, she just said, kill your parents, take the car.
But add a twist to it, you roll the dice.
Okay.
It's like, my parents get to live
I'm sorry, mom. Yeah. Sorry, pa. The dice told me to.
Follow the
dice decided.
Especially parents, and the hubbies buy the car. You know, they finish off paying the loans.
Yeah.
The car is basically free.
Yeah, exactly.
So just pay for the petrol.
I was going on to the notion of waking up and feeling how you feel. It's like wake up. It's like today feels like a good day to ask for a car loan. And then you know how car loans don't get approved in a day.
Yeah.
Right. So you either get rejected or what? Right. So what you could do is play a little fun game of Russian roulette. or like a fun game of like whatever random shit you can do, like wake up in the morning, see whether you get approved or not. Oh, disapproved, go to another bank.
Wake up in the morning. Oh, this feels like a really good day to perform manslaughter.
Yeah. Or if you don't wanna trace any evidence, take them on a cruise. Push them off.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of crime
international
is actually
waters.
People got away with like killing people on the cruise all the time.
Were they caught? But couldn't be charged because it was international waters? Or were they never caught?
They were never caught.
Involve international politics. You're a fucking genius, Aswina. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
This is how you get away with murder.
Oh yeah, because like a lot of cruise ship that outside, they don't have CCTV. So there's a lot of spots that is actually pretty
blind.
Shady. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, a blind spot. So you can like, oh my God. And then they found a body. And then missing person. Like, oh, I did not know.
My mother.
Yeah,
the one that I went on a cruise with that I never saw after that. How could she have died?
But she has a nice car though.
Yeah, I was like, oh, unfortunately, I have to take whatever that's left.
I don't think it's in her will, but like I think she wanted me to have it.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to have it.
Another way to have a car. At least you don't have any evidence. You don't have to wash off blood with
whatever. Yeah, the sharks wash the blood off for you.
These Swifties be scary, yo.
Yeah. Not only do they know the song in the first note, they know how to get away with murder.
Ooh, there's a song about that too in Taylor Swift.
About murdering someone.
About
murdering someone.
Yeah, murdering someone. It's about like this person murdered this guy and then people think, oh, she did it, but no, someone else did it.
You know what? Just to end the episode, right? Because it's we for the very first time in like a year, we've done like a full one hour, 30-minute episode where it's like full on talking, right? Okay. Could you give us a fact about a song from Taylor Swift that people don't know about? Even the 13 level, whatever it is, like the friendship, black friendship bracelet person, Taylor Swift.
Ooh, there's a lot of facts.
Okay, just give us one. Give us the song title. Maybe like try to make it an obvious song.
Okay.
Like those mainstream songs and give us a random fact about it.
Okay, random fact.
Like you would never know. Like people would be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Yeah. Just like how you said Taylor Lautner's song was actually what's the song again?
Back to December.
Parentheses Taylor song.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Taylor's song.
Taylor's version.
Version.
Yeah. Oh. Taylor's version. That Taylor's version has to do with IP law.
Why?
It's about like intellectual property, where like when she was 17, she signed off a deal with this record company where you know when
Scooter Braun.
Yeah, Scooter Braun. You know, like when you, because you want to advertise your work. At that time, there was no Spotify and Apple Music. You basically need people to advertise on the radio.
You need Scooter Braun.
Yeah, you need Scooter Braun. Yeah. And she was like, she signed the papers and all that. And then after that, like, you know, in the contract, she stated that all her masters belongs to the company.
Damn.
Yeah, so basically, it's her song. She wrote all the songs, but she doesn't own it. The company does. And then he sold off her masters to another company. And
Holy shit. She
cannot just perform her song because she has to ask for permission to perform her own songs.
Oh,
so that's why
she
re-records her album and own her work.
Any difference between the Scooter Braun masters and the Taylor versions?
Yeah.
Everything's like the same, but there's a lot of like some instrumental words like was added in a way you can hear the difference between her voice. Like right now it sounds a bit mature and deeper, and previously was I think her voice was younger and more like sort of high pitch ish. You can tell like, after a while you've listened to it, and then there's a difference.
But she got
two.
Back all her masters, right?
Yeah, did she?
She did not.
Oh, it's still with the
still yeah, because
bunch
you
of
have
fucks.
To pay. That's why she re-record under her company, and then she owns all of it. So that's why like Swifties were like, oh, just listen to Taylor's version.
So did anyone buy the distribution of albums from that recording company?
Yes.
Oh, people still
do.
People still consume that, like, even, despite the fact that people already know, like,
Yeah, people already know, like, oh, this is stolen. Version. Yeah, stolen version.
You know what
you
guys as Swifties should do? You all should be like Koreans. Because they are so, like...
I thought by accent, like...
No. You know how, like, Korean K-pop fans are, right?
No.
Like, if you even, like, look at their...
Bias.
Their bias wrong,
mm-hmm.
they will go after you and your family.
Oh, damn. No. Like,
all those Sasaeng... Those Sasaeng people. There's one Sasaeng.
Basically, like... You know what would have happened to Scooter Braun, the second company that bought them?
Mm-hmm.
They the horse's head would be on the bed.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Their houses would be burned down.
You have a piece of me off.
Probably they're Americans. I don't know. They just burn other people.
Shit.
Not burn themselves. Like, oh.
Oh, well, we're just one Joe Biden away from Al-Qaeda.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, touching little girls and shit like that. Sure.
Okay. See now, okay? Cut him some slack. We let fucking Stanley get away with it. We can let Joe Biden too. Okay? I guess that's the state of America right now.
Bohemian Grove.
Paint the town blue. But there's a lot of Taylor Swift song that's about politics, but she painted in a high school setting.
Holy shit, hold on now. Give us an example.
Like Miss Americana and Heartbreak Prince. Well, it's a song about she used high school as analogy or metaphor to describe, like, there's like good parties and bad parties. We paint the town blue. Let's all paint the town blue, which means
the Republicans.
And then all that. So like people was like, oh, it's a love song. It's not. Like, if you listen carefully, she uses politics, but she doesn't make it really obvious.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also there's a song called No Body, No Crime. If there's no body, there's no crime. It's about killing a person. It's all like her album, especially a Folklore album, like which is the pandemic album.
I like Folklore.
Yeah, it's fictional. It's fictional.
It's very whimsical. Mm-hmm. Very like chill, indie chill, like that. Very whimsical a bit.
But then it's about all the nuances, that mm-hmm. all the messages that are behind the song.
Like Bohemian Grove and the Illuminati and shit.
Wow.
Do you think Taylor's a Freemason?
Oh my god, the amount of people ask me that, I don't know.
The amount of people
ask me that, do you think like she's an Illuminati or like Freemason?
Is she a lizard person? People are saying that she's a lizard person.
No lah, she looks too good to be a lizard lah.
That would be like what? Lizard person or I don't know who. Nah.
Aaron! Can open, yeah.
Like in the recording, we're like, Aaron.
Yeah, we'll keep it in.
Yeah. Okay.
I scared the guy. I scared the fuck out of Aaron.
He looks so brown.
Yeah, because of Fantasy Cup.
Oh, and also the hair.
Oh, yeah.
And that's his own bad choices.
Yeah.
Is Taylor...
I do not know. I would probably... I think so, but also I'm not so sure.
We will leave this
up to you guys.
You know.
Maybe because they can ask questions,
Ask us. Ask us any questions for Taylor Swift. We have a Taylor Swift expert now.
That's something that I do not jump in. Like, and I'm here for the songs
and the one notes.
And I'm like, the chords are like, interesting chord progression and all that. Purely because I like literature and I like music. So sometimes like, the words that she describing about this, and also a lot of. Not a lot, but some of her songs, it's not actually about her. It's referencing certain movies or certain TV shows. Hmm. Like, she's a fan of Friends. So there's an episode about, like, love triangle between Rachel. And then Phoebe starts singing about, this is super fictional song about love triangle. And we call her name Betty. And there's a song called Betty.
Interesting.
What the fuck, man?
Deep,
very,
though.
Very deep.
Deep, though. I thought she was just fucking Travis Kelce, man. No. Damn.
We do not
Travis
have the
Kelce,
song yet.
Taylor's not fucking Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is being fucked by Taylor Swift. She's the bitch in the relationship.
Yeah,
my
she's the
eyes
top.
Oh yes. Travis Kelce will always be a power bottom in this relationship. Mm-hmm. New Heights podcast. If you listen to this. I'm just trying to shoot my shot. New Heights, if you listen to this, I'm calling you out. So if you ever find me, that'll be great. I just want an autograph from Travis Kelce. No, actually Jason.
Yeah.
Actually Jason. I don't like Kansas City. So yeah. Okay, so we are going to end the podcast today.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Azrina.
Thank you for having me.
Finally, fingers crossed, this is finally episode 69. We've been planning this for 6 months and it finally came out. And turns out the universe just wants us to add another member to make it complete.
Yes.
It was only needed. It's like
a Swiftie.
And the Lord said, you need a Swiftie.
Yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Just to guess a song in
all
like 1 second.
All you need to answer this question is a Swiftie. And we got a Swiftie and we finally got episode 69 out.
Yay.
So thank you, Azrina, for coming on and welcome to the Nonola podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome
to the Nonola podcast. This is an induction episode, obviously. You'll be listening to a lot of Azrina from now onwards.
Hell yeah.
There may be episodes where it's just Haziq Azrina, Henry Azrina, Haziq Henry, or Haziq. Yeah, where he talks about the inner monologues of his life.
Yeah.
He interviews the voices in his head.
Yeah, which will go on.
Oh, just a Taylor Swift episode, like me talking.
Yeah.
All about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Correct. See, there's a lot of ideas that's coming out right now. And obviously, you can contribute to this too, because Donola Podcast is an improvised podcast. We can't do it without you guys. So send us your suggestions. If we ask you guys questions on the poll, you can answer our polls as well. I think Hani sent us a question on the Spotify, which was great because we've not had that in a while. So I will collect that and then we will try and answer that question the next episode we are on.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I guess it's time for us to say bye-bye.
Bye, Swifties.
Bye.
Hi, welcome to the Donola Podcast. If you are listening to this, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on a YouTube channel that we have not created yet. When you find this voice note with this soothing voice in the sound of rain, which has not come and arrived yet because Mother Nature is being a bitch, you can sit down and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it be Breaker, whether it be Overcast, whether it be Radio Public. If you want to drop us suggestions, we are a fully interactive show, though we don't interact with you face to face. We would like you to send us your weirdly specific questions, your weird opinions, your weird suggestions to us at our social media platforms at Donola Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook page is dying because nobody uses Facebook anymore except for old people, and we're trying to reach out to the younger audience. Because of that, you can give us a like on Facebook as pity. And if you do like us on Instagram, you can like us, like our videos, like the highlights that comes out every day, or not every day, but 2 to 3 days, depending on how lazy Henry is on that week. Just have fun. We've also put in a link tree where you can find our forms made from Google Forms. Thank you, Google. You can also find us there. You can put in anything, you can ask us anything, you can tell us anything, you can give us an opinion about anything, just put it there, because we desperately need people to keep our show alive. We're dying here, we're trying to make money. Why are you not giving us money? Please, for the love of God, just give me money. We need money to survive, we don't want to work our day jobs anymore. Haziq has a cat to feed, his name is also Henry.